Ruth, where do we start? I mean, can you take me right back? I mean, I did read somewhere that your love of singing came from singing at your father's church. Is that correct?
That's right.
So where was that, and how long ago was that?
That was in Oakland, California. Oh, Lord. Ooh, you really want to go back that far? We were just children, you know, and so we were expected to participate in all the activities at my dad's church, and my mother was also a minister. So we got our formal music training, singing in choirs and groups at the church for all of the special occasions, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, holiday celebrations, and you know, different church events.
Yeah. Did your parents have any reservations about you going into the music industry?
They did in the beginning because, you know, my dad basically grew up in the South and in the big city of Chicago during his young adult years. And, he wasn't always a minister. And we've heard bits and pieces of some of the places that he used to go to, some clubs and things like that. And I'm assuming that he saw some undesirable events, you know, during that time that he was afraid that we might fall into. So he was a little frightened when we were making the decision to go into the music world.
So when you were singing in the church together with your sisters, did you ever dream that, you know, you'd be world famous one day?
Not even. Oh, my God, are you kidding me? We just, you know, we really learned how to sing early, and it became a passion for us, and we just liked to do it, and we were just doing it all the time. And later in life, my sisters Bonnie and June and Anita started singing backup for some of the local bands in the Bay Area and Oakland, and they were just doing it because they loved it, and no one even paid them for it. They were just doing it because they loved it. And I think, as my sister tells the story, that Taj Mahal, well-known sort of folk type rock blues singer, said to them, you know, you guys make up your own backgrounds and figure out how to do all this background singing, you can get paid for this stuff. And they said, really? And I think that was the beginning of realizing that we could do something that we loved and had passion for and make a living at it.
Yeah. I noticed you've had, backed up some pretty good singers. Boz Scaggs, Grace Slick, Elvin Bishop.
Dave Mason.
Fooled around and fell in love with Elvin Bishop, did you?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
That's going back a while. Debut television performance, I see. He was with an Aussie, Helen Reddy.
Yes, that's right. She was the first television show that we ever did.
Yeah.
We were performing our first Pointer Sister performances. Our album wasn't even out yet at the Roxy in Hollywood, and her husband at the time, Jeff Wald, came over to the club and saw us at the Troubadour and saw us and said, oh, we got to have those girls on the show.
And the rest is history, I guess.
I know. It happened so fast.
Yeah, like a springboard to instant stardom. Your first big hit here in Australia was a cover of a Bruce Springsteen song, which was Fire. I mean, how did you get to sing that?
Actually, our producer at that time, Richard Perry, found that song. It had never been recorded, but Bruce Springsteen was singing it live in his concerts. And he said, this song needs to be recorded, and got permission from Bruce for us to do it. And that's when we recorded it.
Richard Perry, that name rings a bell. He did some work with Ringo, I think.
Some work with Ringo, Rod Stewart, Diana Ross, Tina Turner. Yeah, he's been around a while.
There's a few names there. Do you remember the first time you heard a recording of yours on the radio? How did it make you feel?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think the four of us were in the car together, and we had just finished our album, and we heard Yes We Can on the radio while we were in the car. I think we had to pull over so we wouldn't wreck the car.
Did you sing along, or did you just sit there and go, hey, that's
no,
us?
No, we were just listening and shock, you know, just like, wow, oh my God, that's us on the radio.
So you're still performing, obviously. Do you still get the same thrill when you walk out on stage?
I think so, yeah. I think more of a thrill now because, you know, like I said, at this point in my career and at this age that Anita and I particularly are, you know, we are not expecting the audience to respond the way they do because most performers at this age either aren't working anymore or just aren't